You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go,
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, this is Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Today's show, it's going to be a little different. I have a lot of things to say. We have some folks in the studio who are going to say some things, and I hope you call in. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host first, my wife, Lynn Golder.
Yay, Lynn!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the February 18th, 2018 Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And next, I'd like to talk to my other co-host today, David. David, how you doing, David?
Good evening. Good to be back. Hi, Mike. Hi, Lynn.
And his bride, his better half in the other room with Chris Shaw. Brenda, you there? Brenda, can you hear us?
No, she's listening from the distance right now. She said she'll be right back.
Okay.
She's directing from afar.
Right, okay. She's on a mission.
And in the studios, sitting next to us, we have a very nice young couple. His name is Juan, and her name is Genevieve.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello, everyone. Hi, I'm Genevieve.
And they are from Aflac. And they're going to be talking more about Aflac as we go during the show.
And Michael, you're going to tell everybody why we played that song.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me just tell you what's going on, folks. We played a song by Carrie Underwood, which we thought was appropriate for today's show. Not normally, but we've never been involved with politics in the show. We always said religion and politics we're never going to get involved with Blind and Beyond. Today's show, because what's going on, I got to do a little politics today. What we're talking about now is the school that these 17 beautiful people died in South Florida. Now, Lynn and I used to live in South Florida. We lived around the corner from that school. We saw that school being built. Now, part of the problem in this country we live in right now, that folks like you, the blind folks that listen to this show, as well as the sighted people listening to this show, are doing nothing. We're sitting on our rear ends, not voting. You're not voting for the right people. And you got a bunch of people that are in politics right now that are hurting the blind, you're hurting the elderly, and now you're hurting the kids. These people that are voting for these laws, all about the guns, it's all about the money. They're giving the money to the so-called politicians. Now, these politicians, as far as I'm concerned, have to be voted out. And the blind people, like myself, like David, we have to make sure that these blind folks have something to vote and do something about it. Chris Shaw, are you there behind the scenes? I forgot to introduce you. Pardon me, Chris Shaw.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was getting ready to interrupt you so we can take care of business.
Okay.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Now, I expect a lot of you to call in today and open your mouth and say something. The phone number is 407-894-1680.
Michael, one of the things I said on Facebook is that everybody out there, you must have something to say. And let me give you a little bit of my itinerary today, notes. We're going to be talking to David, of course, and get David's feelings on all this.
You're asking for it.
That's right. And then we're going to be talking to Juan and Genevieve about their career with Aflac. Excuse me. And also, I would like people to call in and please express your feelings about the passing of the bill by the House the other day that would make it more difficult to sue for discriminating against the disabled. And I'm referring to H.R. 620. So we have a heavy show today, and we expect you to call in and participate.
Now, let me just say this to you right now. I expect a lot of you to call in. I know you don't like to call in. I like most of you to sit on your end and do nothing wherever you are. But it's about time that you open your mouth and say something. It just shows the community that you're with us. Because somewhere along the line, enough is enough. Enough is enough. That all we're doing is taking a slap across one face, then the other face, then the other face. When does it stop? Yes. We know we're blind, but they take advantage of the senior citizens. They take advantage of the people that are folks like us, because a lot of the blind people don't vote. I vote. I can say that to you right now. I at least vote. Do you vote? Look in the mirror, whether you're blind or not, just still look in the mirror and say, I don't vote. Well, why not? And don't say because you're blind, because they have all kinds of paperwork that you can fill out or help you to do something as far as voting. And the point that I'm saying is this. We have to do something between the killing off the kids in schools, innocent kids, these guns. They have to make laws, new laws. There's no reason, as far as I'm concerned, why they're going to sell a gun that, let's just say, has more than so many bullets. I mean, a handgun, okay, that's the Second Amendment. But when you start talking about these AK, what's it called, David? AK rifle?
Well, they were selling AR-15.
So the AR-15.
Which is an assault rifle.
It's an assault rifle. There's no reason to sell an assault weapon. Machine guns. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
mention that you...
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Affleck.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the vision impaired and the blind community. We hope you'll call in today. We're trying to understand what the show's all about today. It's not just about the blind community or the sighted community. It's everyone's thought today what's going on. We normally don't get involved with politics today, we are, because as far as I'm concerned, this whole thing about guns got to be stopped. You carry a gun? Absolutely. A handgun. But this thing about the rifles and the machine guns and all this nonsense, nobody needs to carry machine guns.
Michael, I just want to remind everybody, you know, you say, well, I don't know how to vote when it comes time to vote for the politicians. Well, why don't you go to Votech? VOTEC at drglobal.com and fill out a survey, and they'll help you learn about accessibility for voting. That's drglobal.com.
So the phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. If you have something to say, say it. 407-894-1680. Don't make a difference where you are in this country. Soon enough, the way everything's going in this country, every state is being affected. It happens, Connecticut, Colorado, Florida. It's one by one. It's hitting each state where somebody's being affected. People are killing other people, lots of people, for no reason. And they're using all these terrible guns, rifles. What do you think?
One second.
David,
I made
think?
A mistake. I always do this. It's DRG. Global.com. There.
David.
I am here. What do I think? Well,
yeah,
let's see.
What do you think, David?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's any need for assault rifles to be in the hands of the general public. I understand people can be collectors, and there are ways that they could even have a gun like that and made so that it can't actually be used. But there's no reason why the general public need it. They certainly don't hunt with assault rifles, and if they do, it's not much of a hunter as far as I'm concerned. I think the big, you know, people wonder, well, what can we do? Well, the first thing I would do personally would be to get a good look at the people in the House and Senate and who gives them money for donations. The NRA donates millions of dollars across the board to Republicans and Democrats, and
whoever they get vote. I mean, we should vote them out. That's
if,
it.
If they're receiving a bunch of money from the NRA, well, they certainly are not going to get my vote, regardless which side they're on. So now's the time where they can make a decision, because there's big votes coming up here at the midterms at the end of this year, and if someone's getting money from the NRA, I'm not voting for them, regardless.
Good for you,
which
Dave.
Side.
So, Juan, what do you think, Juan?
And Genevieve.
Well,
it's a very interesting subject and a little bit problematic to deal with. But if you think about it, when it comes to the process, the democratic process, the key is to participate in primaries. Because the people with no money will not advance in the process. So we have to find the candidates before the November cycle and get them to make promises or commitments during the primaries or just before getting in, because the people with no money don't get elected. That's a sad season.
So what you're saying to, once again, the people with no money, they don't get in, and the people with the money, they get in, and they screw everybody else, because the point is the people with the money are the ones who are getting the money from the, let's just say, the people, the NRA. And the NRA, as far as I'm concerned, that's where the problem exists, right then there, the NRA.
That's a big part of the problem, for sure. And they're certainly the source of the money, and a lot of the advertising and stuff is all on the NRA. So
you know the sickest thing I heard, David.
What's that?
The kid who did the killing in South Florida, he was 19.
Right, and he.
No, wait! You cannot buy a beer or liquor because he's 19. You can't buy a drink. But yep. You can go out and buy guns to kill people. Now, where is that sick? Is that sick?
Well, and plus, there's an extra weird twist to this in that you're actually, if I understand the law correctly, it is easier for him to buy a rifle, a long gun,
yes,
than it is to buy a smaller gun.
Right.
So, unfortunately, he actually could, you know, injure and kill more people at a younger period of time. So, I mean, I know it's a little controversial. I'm not in favor of taking away people's guns, but I am very much in favor of licenses, people needing to pass tests similar to a driver's test. I mean, if you can, you know, if you have to go to all kinds of studying to drive a car, I think something as serious as a gun, you should certainly be able to have to pass a written test, agility test. All kinds of stuff, I think.
David, not to interrupt, I just wanted you to know that we have two callers on the line. We have Sherry calling in from Orlando, Florida, and Sheila calling in from College Park. I guess we'll take Sherry first, because she called first. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi, Sherry.
Doing great? Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Sherry, meet Juan and Genevieve also.
Hey, Sherry, hi, this is Genevieve.
Hey, how are you, Genevieve and Juan? And Lynn and Brenda, think I got everybody. Anyway, well, David, you just said about half of what I was going to say, so that saves me a little time. But it's really interesting that my son came to visit, who is now 20 years old, and we could not rent a car. Even if I said someone else is driving it, even if I tried to rent it, we could not rent a car. But yet he could get online and order an AR-15 or three AR-15s.
Correct.
And magazines and stuff.
Right.
Now, like you said, he can't buy a pistol, can't buy a handgun, not till he's 21. But he also can't buy a drink, and there's so many other things he cannot do because he's not 21. Why are these kids allowed to own long rifles and assault weapons at 18? It's ridiculous.
Not just a kid at 18, but plus somebody that obviously has got had some mental problems and difficulties of school and everything else. So it is outrageous.
But mental health would come to me second, because the first thing is he wouldn't be able to, if it was to 21, that guy wouldn't be able to buy anything.
Sure.
Yep. If you can't get the gun, now, there are people, my friends, my well-meaning friends are saying things like, oh, you can't change the gun laws, because if a criminal wants a gun, they're going to get a gun. This kid was not a criminal. He didn't have a criminal record. He got the gun legally. He got the ammunition legally. I guess the thing that makes me the most upset is that they're always saying, if you see something, say something, and someone said something, why didn't it go through the channels of the FBI? That just blows my mind.
That's exactly right. Sherry, we're going to let somebody else call in now, so we appreciate your calling. We totally, totally agree with you.
Most definitely, Sherry.
Thanks for calling in, Sherry. Thanks for calling in.
I'm going to give everybody a chance. Thank you. Next is Sheila.
Sheila?
Yes, sir.
Hi, it's Sheila from Winter Park. Sheila from Winter Park.
All the world famous.
College Park.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael. Hi, David. Hi, Linda. Hi, Chris. Hi, Juan. Hi, Genevieve.
I think you got them all.
Okay. I have a couple of points that I want to make. Number one, an 18-year-old can go to service and fight for our country. They can't buy a drink, but yet a 19-year-old mentally disturbed person can buy an AR and go into a school and kill kids. My other point is, one, if they have an open school in Florida where you can just go into a hallway and start shooting a gun, somebody is not looking at what's going on in the world, because our school, you cannot walk into our school if you don't have a badge and if you're not let in by an employee. So how did he walk upstairs, go into a hallway, and start shooting?
That's totally correct, Sheila. And Jennifer was just telling me that yesterday. She believes in badges also as a principal of a
school.
I don't understand it either.
I have some guilt that needs to be put on the school system.
Yeah.
Because with all the shootings that are going on, what have I heard since 2013? I think there's been 300 shootings.
Yeah.
So there is a problem there.
Especially when you consider most businesses nowadays have that same thing in place already, where everyone's got to have badges to do anything. So
you know what?
To protect our kids, I think that's even
Sheila,
more
you know what
important.
They should have in every school in the country? When they build a school, a new one used, old school, when you walk in the door, you have to go through those things you go through.
Metal detectors. Metal detectors.
Metal detectors, absolutely. That would stop the whole thing.
I went to school in New York.
Why can't the security guards have weapons? If we're so scared about this happening in our schools and you've got a security guard there, they need to have a weapon to be able to defend so that this doesn't happen again.
I agree. What were you going to say, Genevieve?
I went to school in New York. Growing up in New York, the schools there did have metal detectors. So when the students went in, they actually would go through a metal detector and their book bags were checked.
Well, the sister school to Douglas, the Carl Springs High School where our daughter went, they do have metal detectors.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't understand why Douglas did not.
Thank
you for listening.
Thank you, Sheila. You too.
Thanks, Sheila.
Okay. So call in 407-894-1680.
I guess I have a concealed weapon permit in Florida, and I went through the process, again, a fingerprint. I see it as a reason. If we have to address this issue, we have to come up with reasonable regulations.
I have to interrupt you. You hear what you just said? Think about what you just said. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
You said you have a permit with fingerprints and everything, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that to get a rifle.
Right.
No, you don't have to do any of that.
To get a rifle, you can get a machine gun. You don't need fingerprints and everything else. You just get in. And they said that he didn't have to wait. But to get a handgun and a permit for a handgun, you have to wait like 3 days and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But to get a machine gun or this rifle, whatever it's called, you don't have to wait at all. Now, there's something sick about that.
Yeah, I think they actually identify the different categories are going to be changing before too long here. That's probably one of the first things they're going to do.
If they ever change anything. If they ever change anything, because NRA doesn't want anything changed. They want everything to stay the same so they can sell more rifles.
I think that most people are reasonable. We are being guided by unreasonable organizations. I think that we have to find a balance. And right now, it's all the way to the extreme of, like you said, how is it possible that someone with no credentials, basically, can get their hands in things that are so lethal? Now, I don't see a problem with enforcing, getting people organized in terms of, if you want something that dangerous, then you should submit to documentation and get your permits. I don't see why not. But then again, I'm not a politician. And the problem is that everything is about sponsoring. And it's who gets in the halls of, lawmakers? Who becomes a lawmaker? That's a problem.
We have a caller online.
We do. It looks like we have Addison calling in from Orlando. Hi, Addison.
Hello.
Is this our friend Addison?
Is this Addison? The Addison?
Hello, Miss Addison.
Hi.
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 This is Dave. Long it's great to hear your voice.
Long time no see.
Indeed.
Long time. We haven't spoke to you in a long time, Addison.
What you been doing with yourself?
I started at a new school, FFPB.
Cool. You liking it?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad.
Addison, do you have something on your mind tonight?
You have something you want to say, Addison?
I miss talking to you guys.
I said, do you have something you want to say?
I miss talking to you guys.
What? Yes, ma'am. I think you're breaking up just a little bit, Addison. Try it again there.
I miss talking to you guys.
Yes,
it's
great.
It's been a while. I miss talking to you.
Same here. Well, you can call in even from up there in
St. Augustine. Yeah.
Welcome to hear you anytime, seriously. You don't have to have any special occasion.
That's so nice that you called from the school.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Addison. You called again, okay, honey? Is she still there?
All right. Thank you, Addison.
Thank you for calling in, Addison. Thank you. All right, going to go next caller.
Are we going to go to break, Chris, or
no,
take the caller?
I'm still
here.
What?
How have you been for the last 2 years?
Oh, now we can hear.
Okay, now I can hear you. We've been okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you for asking. We've been okay.
We've been
okay.
Okay.
We're going to break. Thank you, Addison, for calling you. We're going to break. We have to go.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VOTECdesignforall.com. That's VOTECdesignforall.com.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PawPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Michael, your host. We're taking calls right now in reference to the subject matter, which I hope you keep on calling in. Right now we have Eugene on the line from, where's Eugene from? Eugene, where are you from, Eugene? Clearwater?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Where are you calling in from, Eugene?
Clearwater.
Clearwater, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, remember me, Greg, and...
Yeah, I remember.
Well, as you know, I'm retired military and retired
right.
law enforcement.
That's right.
Out of my... total of, 37 years of military and law enforcement. I've never seen a gun shoot a person before. It's the person that's doing the killing, not the guns. Now, my feelings, they need to do stricter enforcement as far as if you go to a doctor and they decide that you have a mental problem or you are psychologically not fit, that they ought to have a no-buy law, just like they have a no-fly law where they don't sell it to you. Now, I know in the state of Florida, in order to be a cop and carry a gun, you got to be 21 years of age. But like what you said, you can go buy a rifle at age 18. If you put it where you can't buy them and they limited them, you know, the good guys are going to suffer, but the criminals, they're going to find their guns no matter where, if they have to steal them or buy them black market. So it's going to be a hard situation to control.
That's right, especially with
you're
the internet.
Right, except one thing.
With the internet, Michael,
you got to stop somewhere.
And when
you start somewhere, you say this is the law. You got to be 21.
Yep.
They, you know, it's the same thing what you just said. You got to be 21 to buy a drink, right?
Yep, that's it.
And in most places, you got to be 21 to rent a car.
Right.
You can't be 18, 19, or rent a car. So how come they pass those kind of laws? You got to be 21 to drink. You got to be 21 for this. You got to be 21 for this. So why don't they say 21 to buy guns?
I think, too, our medical people need to get more involved in it. You know, if you're seeing somebody that's, you know, maybe bipolar or they have other different things where they're on and off of their medication, they need to be put on a list where they can't go down and get it. And that would be a starter.
Yeah.
Never had this problem when we were going to school as kids.
No,
we did not.
No.
No.
And I think a lot of it has to do with these video games, too.
Oh, I agree.
I believe
the
that, too.
Kids are desensitized.
No, I said it to something on my other radio show today that, you know, think about this. Up until 1963, because Kennedy was shot in 63. Before 63, there was many, many years you didn't hear any major killing in this country. Nobody was being assassinated. There was no major killings. I'm not talking about wars. I'm talking about what's going on in the street. And it was a terrible thing if you heard one person shot and killed in a neighborhood. That was like a big thing. It was horrible. Now, it's like nobody
daily
takes it.
News.
It's like it's not even making news anymore because it's just everybody takes it for granted.
Yep, and then there was those other two girls that got shot in the leg.
I didn't hear about that.
I forgot exactly where it was. It was in Florida somewhere, not too far from where the other shooting was. They were on their way home from school, and somebody shot, and it ricocheted off of the, I think it was the concrete, and hit him in the legs.
It was.
Yeah, that happened the very next day.
What I don't understand is why the kids don't value life. I think that's what it really is. I don't understand it at all.
I agree with what he said, though. A lot of it has to do with the video games, all this violence, and the violence that's on TV. These young kids nowadays are being exposed to all this violence. Mm-hmm. And what when they get older, what do they want to do? They want to do violence, because these video games are very, very vicious with the violence that's going on. So I agree with what he just said on the video games.
Well, I'm sorry. Good evening, everybody. And I hear where you're coming from, but I grew up in the era of video games. But then, too, you know, you got to know when to cut it off. Parenting. Mm-hmm. Parenting, mm-hmm. We can point the fingers either way it go, but even though we stopped the gun law and you got to be 21 about a gun law, what happened in Las Vegas? All right? So you still got people that's going on with stuff in Las Vegas. Let's even get closer to home a little bit. The Orlando Pulse nightclub 2 years ago, he was well over 21.
Oh, yeah.
So either way it go, we still got some different rules and regulations and some laws that we need to watch out for. And then, too, the FBI did know, and somebody had That's given really a warning. Upsetting. So mm-hmm. no one mm-hmm. followed lead, and no one picked up the ball, and the ball just dropped.
There's so many variables.
You got so many fingers that you can point at. Right. But either way it go, when it comes down to what can we do as a society to help make society a better place? Because like he said, before John F. Kennedy, you had Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated. Then after John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated, you had Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and several attempts to Ronald Reagan. So different mm-hmm. things happened. Different stuff did take place. So we have to figure out something as a society overall, as a whole, and to doing what we need to do togetherness.
My worry with assault style weapons, though, is that, you know, they can kill large amounts of people, where a handgun can certainly murder somebody, but it's not going to take out hundreds at a time before they can be stopped. So that's why I think that assault weapons would be a good place to start. But I think you could get a lot of agreement on both sides that maybe not take them out totally, but make them very, very difficult for people to be able to get.
Eugene!
It's super easy.
Do you think that, what's it called, that rifle?
The AR-15?
Yeah, do you think most people should have that rifle?
Well, you got AR-15s and you got AK-47s.
Well, either one. Both of them. What's the purpose? What is the purpose to those rifles, unless you're going to war?
Right.
I mean, you're not going to go hunting to a deer with a rifle. I mean, a machine gun, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, if you can't hit it with one shot, you don't need to go hunting.
That's not even fair anymore. So the point that I'm saying is, what's the purpose of these things in the first place?
I think it's the thrill of somebody owning one, you know.
That's why you should get into the law then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Gene. Thank you, Gene. Thanks for sharing. We're so happy you're out there. We're going to go to
thank you.
Our trivia today, by the way, are going to be a little bit more solemn, okay? But you still enjoy trying to guess who the singers are.
All right. We're going to trivia. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Singing the song. Who is singing that beautiful song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that beautiful song? Juan.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
So tell me something. You are in the business of insurance. Is that right?
Yes. Right now, we are working as a team with the love of my life, Genevieve.
Yes. He's my one and only.
Oh, sweet. So, well, a little bit about me is that my profession is I'm a librarian by training, and then
you're what?
I'm a librarian. Mm-hmm.
The school is a librarian.
Oh, you're a librarian. Okay.
Yes. So I know a lot about information and resources, and decided to help people in a different way. Right now, we're working with Aflac. And we're providing insurance and services to supplement what is one of the primary concerns of people, which is health. You know, when it comes to health, sometimes you don't have the means necessary to get the appropriate care. And Aflac is a good way to complement a major medical. Supplemental.
Mm-hmm. And I hear Aflac is not expensive either to have insurance every month, but meanwhile, it takes care of a problem because most people don't even think about what happens if they get sick, what happens to their bills.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't think like that.
Unfortunately, people don't, in general terms, they don't like insurance, right? And I understand that part. We don't like to pay insurance for the house or the cars or health. But the value when it comes to health, has to be under, you know, considered as a priority when it comes to your health. If you're not healthy, you don't have much.
And having Aflac is it's a good support method if like you.
Jennifer, talking to the mic.
Get sick or something, and it's actually a supplement that helps. So you'll get that extra money and.
The story with me, when it comes to Aflac, I started as a client. And I like it so much, then I became an agent.
Oh, is that right?
You
first were a client.
That says a lot for the company right there.
Yeah. It's a, because they provide, and for example, right now, if you file a claim, they have a concept that is one-day pay. If you file it before 3 o'clock, they will online, you will get the reimbursement.
Wow.
You'll get the money
before. You get paid within 24, 40 days. That's unbelievable.
Well, they found a way to help the client, because if you're in a hurt or in a hospital or something, you need money away.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to talk about the second hour is about that cancer, the pink dot.
The cancer. Yeah. Yes.
But let's do that the second hour. Right now
we have two callers holding right now. Okay. Who's the first caller online?
Well, we have Sherry from Orlando and Eugene from Clearwater.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Chris, who's the first caller?
Sherry.
Hello, Sherry. Can you bring your radio down, please?
My radio's not even on. Hold on.
There you go.
Okay. Is that better? Hello?
Yeah, now you can hear.
That's better.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
I have a trivia answer.
You have a trivia answer? Okay.
Yes. It's Mariah Carey.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't
think
that.
All right.
Yay.
Very
good.
I was going to say Whitney Houston. No. How do you
like
that?
Sorry, Eugene.
You weren't the first.
So close.
I didn't know that one.
One more small comment. I learned today that Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, took $3 million from the National Rifle Association for his campaign.
Yeah, oh, that I know. Yeah. But you can't go after him now because he's there for the next 4 years. He just got voted in.
Yep.
We can put pressure on him now.
No, he won't care. He won't care. He's going to run for president next time.
Just let me know.
Yeah.
What did she win?
You just won a gift card from Metro Diner.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Metro Diner. You been to Metro Diner yet?
I haven't been there yet.
Oh, you got to go. They have great food. Great
well, now
food.
I have to change. I finally tried something new. I tried the shrimp and grits. Woo, they good.
Ooh.
Yep, really good.
Is it spicy?
All right.
Not too bad. Add a little bit of spice.
Thank you.
Not much.
It's very good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jerry.
Metro Diner is the place to go if you're really hungry. You go to Metro Diner.
Enjoy Metro.
Yep. Got a gift card coming out to you. What?
I've got a gift card for Metro Diner.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Longwood.
Thanks for calling in.
Goodbye.
Bye. Is Eugene still there? He hung up.
No, I thought he hung up. But anyway.
Forget them.
We're going to break. Yes. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You requested Lynx? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Dave. We got Michael, Lynn, got Genevieve, Juan, Chris behind the window there, screening all the calls. We appreciate you listening to the show today. Be sure to call us up. 407-894-1680 is the number. That's 407-894-1680.
Hey, Dave.
Lynn.
You feel like talking to another co-host at this moment?
I would love to.
His first name starts with G.
Uh-oh. Look out. I think we got Wild Man Gary on the phone.
I think so.
Come on in, Gary.
Hello, David.
What's up, man? How you been?
Hey, Genevieve and Juan.
Hi, Gary.
Michael.
Hello.
I just want to put my two cents in here. It's I'm a little bit upset that I heard I'm a loser. It was either yesterday or today. I don't know if the gun show is going to be this week or next
week,
but they're still doing a regular gun show. And they said they will be still selling the AR-15s, the same gun, same kind of gun that a kid used to shoot all the people.
Sure.
And my thing is automatic rifles ought to be just taken out of any of the gun shows. There's no use for them except for to do serious damage. Going hunting, it is illegal to use an automatic rifle
right.
to shoot any animal. And, you know, I was in the military, Navy Seabees, and my gun was an M16. But that's where it stays, at war. So, I disagree. They should, I think one of the first steps is, with the gun shows, take away all automatic rifles.
So I have a question for you, Gary.
Yes.
Michael. If that rifle is unlawful to use for the killing of animals, deer, and so forth, what's the purpose of the rifle? What is the purpose? What is the purpose?
There's no purpose for it.
It's to kill people. That's what it's used for. That's it.
Yeah, it is against law to shoot any animal, or especially human beings. We don't have any rifles. So, I mean, it's not a funny thing, but automatic rifles, they should just discontinue by law. So that's it, and that's my got to say, and I'm out of here.
I'm with you, mister.
Thanks for calling in, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye. Hey, let me ask this.
and I'm just maybe just me, because I said talking about society, we as a whole, a lot of the situations that we're hearing about and a lot of stuff that's occurring, it's probably a newer generation. Look back over your time spent growing up in your neighborhood. If you got in trouble, for me, if I got in trouble, let me say for me, and my next door neighbor saw that I got in trouble or I did something I had no business doing, I got in trouble by that neighbor. Then the neighbor would pick me up and drag me to my house and tell my parents, and then I get in trouble again by my parents as to what I did. The difference now is, who is your next door neighbor? Do you know your next door neighbor? Do you even have a conversation with your next door neighbor? So maybe that could be a step in itself if we could solve just a little small minor issue, and it could just start within your own neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely something that everybody can do. And certainly a good start for changing the way people feel about each other. Because once you get to know your neighbors, you realize that everybody wants pretty much the same things. We want to be comfortable, and we want our kids to be safe, and things like that both sides agree on. But unfortunately, something like these automatic weapons, I understand that people loved, there are people that love guns. And for those people, I think that they should be able to collect guns, but they should have to go through a lot of effort.
You all realize that more than 30 times the police came to this guy's house. You realize that? Over a few year period, over 30 times the police came to this kid's house.
Wow.
For different problems. So what does that tell you? The police come into somebody's house 30 times or more.
Person. All right. One point I did want to mention too, as far as the AR-15s and a lot of other guns of that nature were outlawed for many, many years, banned on the streets and by law, but it was one of these laws where if it wasn't renewed, it was no longer enforced. The law no longer existed. So our Congress let this law drop, and it could be picked up again just as easily. So,
by the way, Juan, mm-hmm. I'll tell you. Yes. I'll talk to you when you come back from the break. I have to tell you something. My son loves Affleck. We're going to break. Come right back. Don't go away.